This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and today's going to be a shorter, we'll call it a mini-sode, right? But I want to address something that has been coming across my inbox, and I really believe is an issue for most people, whether they're emailing me about it or not. I want to talk about those small choices that feel insignificant, like they don't matter, they feel inconsequential, but I want to talk about them because they are significant. They do have consequences. But how do we bring our attention to the moment when they feel so minor to understand that the repeated small choices really are significant, really do matter? How can we tap into that moment to train ourselves out of telling ourselves that it doesn't matter, it's not a big deal, it won't move the needle? I get a lot of emails from people who are struggling with the moment, right? That time when you have to make a decision. They so easily and effectively talk themselves into choices that afterwards they're like, why did I do that? And those little small choices that we so easily talk ourselves into, they can create a snowball effect. We say things to ourselves like, oh, this one thing won't hurt. Or in the moment, I don't really care right now. I don't care right now. I'll deal with this tomorrow. Right now, I don't care. I don't care if I'm not supposed to have the M&Ms. Here's what I want to point out that I think many of us don't think about when it comes to food. One of the things that makes food choices so difficult is that there are usually no immediate negative repercussions. Imagine for one second, this is going to sound crazy, but I think you're going to get the point really quickly. Imagine for one second that eating something that doesn't help you reach your goals was like the effect of Pinocchio when he would tell a lie, right? Imagine if with every single choice you make, your pants either got tighter or looser. Now, I would say most of us would make better food choices if that was the case, but it's not like that, right? We don't immediately get that negative repercussion when we make a choice, but on the flip side, we often do get some positive feedback, some immediate positive gratification, right? So we tell ourselves that this one choice doesn't really hurt because in the moment, I mean, we don't feel any different. Our clothes aren't any tighter after a handful of M&Ms than they were before. But here's the thing. You might not immediately see or feel it, but every single choice we make is getting us closer to or further from our goals, right? What makes these food choices harder than, say, financial choices is that you do get a little bit of positive reinforcement when you have the handful of M&Ms. You do get that immediate gratification, that pleasure you are seeking. Your brain responds with those feel-good chemicals, but you don't get the negative consequences, and that is the challenge. That is the problem. That is why so many of us keep compounding these choices. But if we think about money for a second, and I've shared before on the podcast, I'm taking off my shoes. I don't know if you guys can hear that. I'm taking off my shoes. I've shared on the podcast before how I personally have experienced a lot of parallels between financial responsibility and health responsibility. I did an episode on what paying off over $100,000 in personal debt taught me about fat loss. A whole hell of a lot, right? There are a ton of parallels between finance and fat loss, but fat loss is a lot more difficult for reasons I'm going to talk about in a second. I'm going to link in the show notes page to a couple of episodes that I have done. Let me see here. What episodes are they? I will tell you right now. Let's see. Nope, actually, I won't. I won't tell you the numbers because I don't have them. But there is an episode about what getting out of debt taught me about fat loss. And there's an episode called 7 Ways to Avoid Failure. Both of those are about the link between finances and fat loss. And I will link to them over on the show notes page at primalpotential.com. So definitely check those out if you're curious about this relationship, because I think it is a strong one. But if we think about money for a second, let's say you have $20 in your pocket. And you're debating buying something that costs 10. There is a very real and tangible pro and con to that. If you buy it, you get that thing, but you also lose $10. There is a trade-off. There is less money. Now, if you decide not to, you don't have that thing, but you still have the unbroken 20 in your pocket. With food, unfortunately, because we do not have an immediate trade-off, we feel like we tell ourselves that there are no consequences only because it is not something we can see or feel in the moment. However, let me challenge you by making the very broad and I think very true statement that absolutely nothing, nothing is free. Everything has a cost, whether the cost is money or time or health or freedom or happiness. Nothing is free and everything has a cost. And very often, the things that you think cost nothing cost the most. The very things that you think cost nothing very likely cost you the most. When you think that that handful of M&Ms is inconsequential, because you're not really trading anything in that moment. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. Every single choice you make, right? If we think about it in financial terms, because this is something we're very familiar with, we all, whether we are wealthy or middle class or lower middle class, or we're really, really struggling living paycheck to paycheck, we're all very familiar with the idea of spending and earning, credit or debit. Every choice you make is either giving you something or taking something from you. Every single choice you make is a deposit or a withdrawal. Every single one. And sometimes people imply that you should never make an unhealthy choice, like M&Ms are bad and you should never do it. And if you ever do it, that's a bad thing. And no, that's not true. That's like arguing that you should never spend money because spending money is bad. No, that's just not true, right? If what you spend your money on is worth it to you, that's fantastic. You got something you wanted that was worth it to you. And the same is true with food. There's nothing wrong with having the handful of M&Ms. What is wrong is implying or telling yourself that it has no consequence, that it has no cost. That is not true. We really need to look at food in this transactional way that we look at our finances, right? This is a transaction. Whatever food choice you make, it is not just getting. You have to give as well. Everything has two sides. Every food choice you make or you don't make is a transaction. What does this choice give to me? What does this choice take from me? There is always both sides of the equation. It's like a game board, really. A choice is either moving you forward or backwards. What is this next choice that you are considering doing? Is it moving you forward or is it moving you backwards? And is it worth it? If the handful of M&Ms is not moving you forward, guess what? It's moving you backwards. And that's okay. Is it worth it? For me, some specialty ice cream shop is worth it. A handful of 6-month-old M&Ms is not. Now, what's worth it for me doesn't have to be worth it for you, but we have to look at it as a transaction. What does this give to me? What does this take from me? And is it worth it, right? If I am going to make a choice that moves me backwards away from my goals, I am going to make darn sure that it is absolutely worth it. So ask yourself, what category does this choice fall into? I'm sure you've heard the cliche saying that health is wealth, and I think that it really is, but we can take that very literally. Is this choice spending or is this choice investing? It is always one or the other. Nothing is free. Everything has consequence. Every choice brings you closer to your goals or moves you further from your goals. So let's look at an example. It's Saturday night and you're out to dinner. And the server comes by the table and brings a basket of bread, sets it down in front of you, and you think, it's just one piece of bread. No big deal. It doesn't make a difference. Now, I am not here to argue that one piece of bread is a big deal. But what I do want to argue is that it does make a difference. It is not neutral. Nothing is neutral. When you say it doesn't make a difference, you're implying that that choice has no positive or negative consequences, and that is not true because every choice has positive or negative consequences. There are positive and negative consequences for every single food choice or lack of choice, every fitness choice, every career choice. So catch yourself in that moment and ask, is this choice an investment in my goals or is this an expense? Is this the equivalent to paying myself or charging myself, right? It's not whether or not you choose the bread that matters, but how you think about the choice that matters, okay? Because when we say things like, oh, it doesn't matter, we're just being dishonest with ourselves because it does matter. So I'm not as concerned about whether or not you choose the bread as I am about how the quality of your decision-making evolves over time. Or we can use a very different example. Maybe you grab a handful of nuts. Nuts are healthy, right? They're a whole food. But healthy or not healthy is not necessarily what makes a choice positive or negative. It depends. And this is why thinking is so important. I know that sounds crazy, but many of us just operate on autopilot and we haven't trained ourselves to be critical thinkers. A handful of nuts when you aren't hungry, or a handful of nuts eaten out of boredom after a big meal, that's not an investment in your goals. That is costing you. Right? That is moving you away from your goals, not towards them. And the point is, nothing is neutral. And as I said, unfortunately, we do not feel the immediate consequences of our food choices in most cases, unless you're eating something that you're allergic to. But if we aren't careful, we can create a pattern of thinking that teaches us, brainwashes us really, to believe that little choices don't matter, right? It's no big deal, no consequence. And that is just really misleading and really untrue. Nothing is free, nothing is without consequence. Every choice moves you forward or backwards. Every choice has a cost to you or a value to you. You guys know I'm very visual and I love analogies, and I think that there is a really excellent mental exercise that you could spend a couple of days or a couple of weeks doing to determine the value of all of the choices that you're making. Whether it's food choices or fitness choices or sleep choices or behavioral choices, asking yourself, is this an investment or an expense? Am I paying myself with this choice or am I charging myself? Am I moving forward or am I moving backwards? Literally, define every choice that you make throughout the day whenever your attention goes to that choice, from hitting snooze to making your bed to putting sugar in your coffee, skipping your workout, the handful of nuts. And it's not about policing your choices. That is not the goal. Like the bread basket, this is not about like good girl, good boy, bad boy, but rather just beginning to prove to yourself that every choice has a consequence, breaking the habit of this doesn't matter because everything matters, right? And I know I've said this on a number of episodes recently, but I think it's very relevant here. What we do today, we are likely to do again tomorrow. So to an extent, going back to the kind of financial tie-in here, there is a compound interest effect to our choices, because the choices we make today do not just have an influence on today. We are actively programming our behavior. We hardwire the choices we make repeatedly, so we're more likely to make them again tomorrow. So it almost counts twice, once for today and then an imprint for tomorrow. That handful of M&Ms might feel kind of benign, but it's not neutral, and it predisposes us to the choice we're more likely to make tomorrow. On the flip side, saying, no thanks, not today, to the M&Ms has a compound interest effect as well, because it's moving you towards your goals today, but also that restraint is imprinting the choice you are likely to make again tomorrow. And this is a really great thing to do as a personal mental exercise in awareness and understanding the impact of your choices, big and small. So whether you do it for 2 days or 2 weeks, look at every choice you make. Like I said, from putting sugar in your coffee, to hitting snooze, to making the bed, to leaving the clothes in the washing machine overnight versus putting them in the dryer. Does this move me forward or does this move me backwards? It won't feel natural at first, but it will get easier and easier. And the more you practice it, the more you'll find yourself thinking that way, and you'll catch yourself kind of gently reminding your brain, it does matter. It does have a consequence. This is actually an expense to me, or this choice is an investment in me, in my day, in my career, in my relationships, right? So it won't feel natural at first, but the more you practice it, the easier and easier it gets. Because guys, nothing is neutral. This is not about saying, well, choosing the bread or the M&Ms is bad and not choosing it is good. It's really not about that. It's about being honest with yourself about the arguments you use when you're making a choice, about the way you talk yourself into decisions. If you have the bread, cool, enjoy the bread. If you have the M&Ms, I hope they're delicious. But don't tell yourself that it doesn't matter. Don't tell yourself that because the button doesn't pop on your jeans, that it doesn't make a difference, because every choice does. And what I'm really trying to get you to see is not that food is either good or bad, but that every choice we make either moves us forward towards our goals or backwards away from them. And for as long as we tell ourselves otherwise, we are really hindering our own progress. And I don't want anybody to continue to stay in this cycle of thinking that small choices don't make a big difference. You know, little waves can cause a tsunami, and it is the same with our choices. Now, I want to share sort of an administrative announcement before I share what I ate yesterday. I've been getting a lot of questions about the spring 90-day fat loss fast track since Tuesday's episode where I shared success stories from some of the current fat loss fast trackers. So, the fat loss fast track is 90 days. It is intensive. It is engaging. I love it, and it works. It is not free. For anybody that is considering it, there is a barrier to entry only because I limit the size and I want to make sure that the people that are really serious are the people who are getting engaged, because it's more fun for everybody if people are enthusiastic and excited and ready to go. So the quote unquote barrier to entry is a totally free webinar, okay? Totally free. There are three different days and times you can choose from. There's a daytime and a couple of evening times, two different days of the week, three different times. What I do on this webinar that's about an hour and 15 minutes, the first half, I talk about three strategies I teach my clients to help them find success after yo-yo dieting, frustration, failure, blah, blah, blah. People come in feeling sort of doubtful and skeptical and with a dieting mindset. So the reason I teach those three things is because even if you don't move on into the fast track, I want you to know those three things because I want you to be successful whether you're in the fast track or not. But the other reason that I share those three strategies is because before you decide on whether or not the fast track is right for you, I want you to have a full and thorough understanding of how I work with my clients so that you know, yeah, that's something that sounds great, or No thanks, not interested. So to get your spot in one of the webinars, you just go to primalpotential.com/fast track. One word, FASTTRACK, fast track. Now, if you are listening to this after March 24th of 2016, then I would say chances are excellent that the Spring Fat Loss Fast Track is closed, but there will be a summer wait list going up soon. So just keep your eye out for that. So if you are interested in the Spring Fat Loss Fast Track that has the private Facebook group, the weekly challenges, the workouts, my personal trainer, Nathan Kyle, is going to be working with us in this Spring Fat Loss Fast Track for the first time. There's weekly live webinars, there's prizes, all sorts of cool stuff. There's a 90-day journal. You do need to attend one of the free webinars first, and to pick the day and time that works best for you for that webinar, all you need to do is go to primalpotential.com/fast track. There are two T's because fast ends in a T, track begins with a T. We like to keep things, you know, pretty simple and straightforward. So I would love to see you on one of those free webinars. Again, if you're listening to this in the future, are we flying cars yet? But if either way, there will be a summer wait list going up soon. So keep your eye out for that if you missed the spring. But if you're listening to this before March 24th, you haven't missed it yet. Go to primalpotential.com/fast track and grab your spot for one of the webinars to understand all of the details about the fat loss fast track, how it works, what's involved, how much it costs, when it starts, all that good stuff, and see how I coach my clients. Because really, if it's not a good fit for you, neither of us want you in it, right? Me and you. We'd be better off without it. So what I ate yesterday. You've heard me mention Mary Shenouda's fat fudge. I had a packet of fat fudge in the morning before my workout because I had an intense workout. So I was on the road, had a package of fat fudge and a whole lot of coffee. And then later in the day, several hours later, I had a cabbage bowl that I love. Now, guys, when I say I have this cabbage bowl, so many of you email and you're like, you hardly eat anything. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I eat a lot. When I have my cabbage bowl, it's a pound of cabbage. It's a pound of cabbage. It is not like a cup or two. If I'm doing this as brunch, sort of my big meal of the day, I don't hold back. I have a big old family size bit of cabbage. So my cabbage bowl that I mentioned is raw cabbage with bacon and egg and avocado. Yesterday, I told you guys I was cutting back on the eggs just to see how I feel without them. No reason other than that. So I had walnuts and no egg. Then later, I was on the road again and I had a can of salmon, like with a plastic fork because I was driving. And then later in the day, I had a really big plate of Brussels sprouts. It was late and I wasn't very hungry and I was just really just wanting to get to bed. So I had a plate of Brussels sprouts that I drizzled some MCT oil over to make sure I got some good healthy fat in there. And that is what I ate yesterday. So I hope that you will take advantage of this thought process related to every single choice having consequence. And I really hope to see you on the live webinars because I love webinars because we get to like communicate and you can ask me questions in real time and I can respond and I really, really love that. So hopefully I'll see you there. But if not, I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast episode, another book club episode, which I'm really, really excited about. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great day. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.